We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back live. It's spring training. We're at Spectrum Field as they go to the bottom of the seventh inning there, Ike. A nothing game. Phils and Cardinals.
Still got a shutout?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's because of great pitching. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's 55 degrees and kind of rainy out.
Yeah.
Today.
Good crowd, though.
Great crowd. People, some extra juice in the house, obviously, because Bryce was recently signed here. He joined us earlier in the show. You can hear that in its entirety at 4:45. And, you know, getting a lot of text messages from friends and people that didn't get a chance to hear it. Even if you did hear it, you're going to hear it again. But they had, like, my friend would be texting me and said, "Well, how was he? Just kind of the guy."
Mm-hmm.
And genuine. I mean, really, just
he was a
like,
jerk. Void the contract. Void it. Let's get out of this thing quick as possible.
Can they still do it? No,
they
can't.
It's
too late. It's too late. No, he was. I mean, he came in 3-4 minutes left to go in the break, and mm-hmm. You wouldn't know he was. He just signed the richest contract in baseball history based on him just kind of sitting here. Just seemed like a genuinely good dude. And then when he started talking about how he wanted to be here in Philly, and he wanted to raise his family here, and he wanted his kids to say they're from Philadelphia.
Right.
And he did. He got the goosebumps on his arms, and you could tell he was getting a little bit emotional about mm-hmm. it. And I'm just kind of thinking, like, yeah, this guy's going to do just fine here, Ike.
Well, and here's the thing you don't know, right? Like, when all the courtship and all that stuff is going on, and we're getting different reports and all of that type of stuff, we don't know what to believe, right? So, as a fan base, you get a nervous feeling that he doesn't really want to be here, or he's only coming for the money because the Phillies offered him the most money.
Which they did.
And I got to admit, I was in the camp of, well, he came here, you offered him $330 million. Of course he's going to come here. This is what I've felt the last two times we've heard him, Saturday, and then getting a chance to sit here with him today. He wants to be here.
Agreed.
He thought about this long and hard. He weighed his options. He talked about the pros and cons of all the cities that were trying to get him to sign with them. And it kept coming up Phillies. There were way more pros to being a Philly moving forward, not only right now, but moving forward in the future when he coupled in the organization, their vision, the fan base, the history of the organization. All those types of things, he pointed those things out. And that lets you know that he hasn't been giving you lip service, right? Yeah, you know, some of these guys, they signed somewhere, and you're like, you know he didn't. If Robinson Cano, he did his press conference in Seattle. You know damn well he didn't want to be in Seattle. But they gave him so much money, he had to go to Seattle.
Well, no, like you're right. And with Bryce Harper, because he's been at this for a long time, he could be the guy that just says the right things because he's been trained. He knows how to handle the press. That's actually not him at all.
You can feel it. You can feel that he feels this is the right place for him.
Yep.
He feels wholeheartedly that this is the right place for him. And I think we can sort of move past the idea of, what does he really love being in Philly? Does he really love being in Philly? It's okay, folks. We aren't as bad as everybody likes to portray us out to be. Yes, there are people who aren't necessarily born here or raised here that will love you and that will come to this city like a moth to a flame, right? One question I wanted to ask him, right? We asked him so many different things, but I wanted to kind of ask him, what made him decide to sort of embrace the idea of playing in a city like Philadelphia for a fan base like Philadelphia?
With this reputation, right?
Right? When you could have gone somewhere else, Manny Machado, right? You're going to play in San Diego where he's going to play in front of 10,000 fans if he's lucky, but he won't have to worry about being held to a high standard. Bryce embraced that.
Yeah.
He decided, not only did he embrace it, He took it on head on.
Well, he 13
years with no opt out and a no trade clause. That's a dude that's saying, I'm not looking for the first opportunity to leave when I can leave.
He didn't seem to think that there was even a reputation other than he said he enjoyed coming to play here. In his last year,
Yeah. The
fans were yelling at him, come to Philly, out in right field. He recognizes it. You know, he knows what Philadelphia is, right? He may learn more about the city playing here on an everyday basis, Ike, but it seems like a pretty good fit.
Yeah.
888-729-9494, 888-729-9494.
Here's the thing I'll say, we as a fan base better have the same tough skin we expect these athletes to have.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, because here's the thing. He also doesn't strike me like somebody's going to bite his tongue if you come at him in the wrong way in a press conference. So, you know, in other words, if you bark at him, he may bark back. And every once in a while, you need a player like that. J-Roll was that type of player that could kind of snap the fan base back into reality with some of his comments. But I'll tell you, you're going to need to do it on the field first before you go that route.
Yep.
You need to earn the trust of this fan base and that sort of thing. So, man, I can't wait to see him play Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
Or whenever he suits up. I shouldn't even say that because it's not even been announced that he's playing Saturday.
Hopefully Saturday. Yeah,
he may play Saturday.
Hopefully Saturday. 888-729-9494 at Marks Reese WIP. The Marks and Reese Twitter poll question of the day brought to you by Marks Jewelers. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, make it remarkable at Marks Jewelers on Route 309 in Montgomeryville online, marks-jewelers.com. Let's take some phone calls. Sean in South Philly. Hi, Sean.
How you guys doing? How you doing?
What'd you think of Bryce, Sean?
Let me tell you, it's a Bryce bromance. I'm going to take you back,
Bryce
back a couple
bromance.
Years. I want you to just close your eyes and listen to this. This is big. This is Iverson over top of Tyronn Lue with the three-pointer. This is Barkley backing you up and then two-hand dunking on you. This is Brian Dawkins coming out of the tunnel with the smoke. This is it. I'm telling you, this is huge. And no, I do not think we need to change who we are, and I think we need someone like Bryce on this team who's going to bark back because he is a representative of exactly what Philadelphia is, a blue-collar, hard worker, smack you right back in the mouth if you want to talk to trash because he has come to play. We want him here. He's here. Everybody should be rejoicing and take the good with the bad. We want it. We got it. Let's do it.
All right, there he is, Sean.
I like that, Sean.
Does it change us?
Should
it change us? Should this make us realize that we, as fans, as Philadelphia fans, that we have a pretty damn good here
I'm a happier person.
Yes, you are, Ike. I'm not a happy person right now because
I'm pretty positive all the time, though. That's just me.
You managed to get a picture with him. I had to stay here and continue the show.
Oh, did I get a picture with him?
Yeah, you're blinking during it. Oh my God! And you got your jersey signed.
Oh, that's for my son.
I know it's for your son.
Yeah.
Look at you. I got nothing. I got the back of my head. Look.
Well, I mean, listen, you're not a part of the fraternity either.
I'm not an athlete.
There's three of us in here right now. That's Tommy Green.
Oh, that's how it's going to be.
That's Larry Anderson. See how this is how I act when I get around the fellas. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, yeah, no. We're going to have to go back to Philadelphia.
I'm not a media guy right now.
We're going to have to wait till Philly before media guy.
Before
Ike
media
returns.
Ike comes back. Right now, I'm a former athlete.
No, but seriously, should something like this, right, should this change us? Bryce Harper coming to Philadelphia, we know what the reputation is in Philly. And I'm fine, by the way, I'm fine with the reputation.
Sure.
But we're putting this on you, the Philadelphia fan. Will this make you a different fan? Will this make you a little bit more gentle and be different with Bryce? Right, the new age of the Philadelphia sports fan, Ike.
Hey, I tell you what, that Super Bowl made us a lovable fan base, didn't it?
No, it didn't. We were benching the quarterback.
Yeah, we wanted to trade Carson 6 months later.
Yes, we did. Jim in Bucks County. Hi, Jim.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry, I got Jake going off the speed.
You got it.
Hey, I'm happy Harper's here. Please don't get me wrong. But when people are like, oh, he made a tough decision to come here because of the fans, no. You give $330 million. That's all the decision he has. You know, his contract is all in his favor. He's got 13 years. Okay, cool. He's going to be here 13 years. No opt-out. Now, what happens if the Phillies want to get rid of him early?
No trade clause.
Exactly. You know, so him making a hard choice to come here, I mean, like going and playing in front of 10,000 fans or playing in front of 65,000 fans, if he doesn't do well, do you think that's really going to bother him?
I think so. I think so. I think
yes,
if you listen
will.
To him talk, it, what you're saying or implying is that what the fans think don't matter to him. And I don't think that's the case. I do believe that he wants to play hard, and he wants to play hard for this fan base. Listen, it may have been different in Washington, but I think he's in a different place in his life now.
Well, yeah, I agree. But, like, okay, you, pro athlete, you know, now you're doing media and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You love Philly. We love you.
Yep.
Now, say Atlanta calls you and offers you $330 million. Where are you going to do media from?
I'm out. I'm in the ATL doing my media.
It's the Marks and Ben Livingston show.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, I'm glad he's here, and he's going to help our team. He's going to help our city.
Oh, you're saying I'm shallow like everybody else. I can be bought.
Yo, if you didn't go for $330 million, I would lose all respect for you.
Right?
But, you know, let's see what he can do here. Yeah, he's a great player. But let's see what he can do here before we put him up on that pedestal.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that, Jim, we're still in that honeymoon phase, right? There'll come a point where this wears off and you need results. You know, when we'll get done with this portion of the Bryce Harper coming to Philadelphia signing, and then you're going to have to produce on the field. All I was saying earlier was that if the guy isn't batting 300 plus in June and knocked in 15 home runs by then, mm-hmm. and the team in first place, let's not go overboard here. I mean, the guy signed for 13 years, not 13 months, so he's not going to leave the Phillies next year if he doesn't play well. He's going to be here for a long time. And the point that I was making about being a gentler fan base is that he is coming here with a lot of high expectations. And don't take the approach of he got his money and he doesn't care how he produces or whether or not the team wins.
I do not believe that.
Exactly. He's going to put pressure on himself to produce. So he doesn't need, you know, any extra criticism or booing or anything like that. He wants to do well. He's going to want to do well.
Here's a quote from Bryce with us today.
So you got to, you know, try some positive reinforcement.
Aaron Nola's going to join us soon.
Yeah.
Gabe Kaplan's going to join us post-game, and the game just entered the eighth inning. You're going to hear Bryce in its entirety at approximately 4:45, depending on when Gabe's going to be coming up. But we'll play it for you coming up. Right? Here's what Bryce Harper said if he might let up a bit now that he's gotten paid. Quote, my dad would kick my ass if I did that. And he said, I shouldn't say. Oh, no, he said that with damn.
Yeah.
He said, I shouldn't say damn. You're like, all right, that's fine. No, this is like,
that's about the only legit question I asked the whole interview.
You did a great job.
Yeah, thank you.
There's not one morsel of Bryce Harper that isn't a 100% a baseball player, B, a guy that doesn't want to win, that didn't come here just for the money,
yeah.
That he wants to come here and win. He's establishing his family here.
And I understand fans, they feel like when an athlete has signed for that amount of money, you kind of lose your edge, right? You're like, you wonder, like, okay, is he going to be diving for balls? Is he going to play the same way now that you have all that money? And I'll say this, if he's the player that we all think he is, which is he's on a track to be a Hall of Fame player if he can keep doing what he's been doing, players like that aren't motivated by money. They're motivated by past greats that played before them, by living up to a standard that was set before them. Money doesn't motivate them, right? They're going to get the money regardless. So they are motivated by being mentioned in certain groups, right? And when you're talking about hallowed ground, you know, and you're in the game of baseball where there are, when once you're in that rarefied air, you don't come out of that air, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where Bryce Harper wants to be. That's where he hopes to be, and that's where he expects to be.
Yep.
And he's going to do it in pinstripes.
Let's go to Darren in South Philadelphia.
Red pinstripes, that is. Red pinstripes.
What's up, Darren? How are you, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How you doing? Hey, little brother, how you doing? Long time no speak.
Where you been, Darren?
Hold on. Who you calling little brother?
You.
I know you.
Come on. I get
you saw it. You saw that game last week. Yeah, I know who it is. Yeah, you saw the game last week. Yeah,
I'm talking about football. I'm only talking about football.
You want to go to football. Oh, okay. Not basketball.
You know,
okay.
I, 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 I'll tie the point in with Bryce, though. You know, I almost didn't want Bryce to come because, you know, his wife went to that darn school down south, you know.
Ohio State.
So it was tough, but I am happy as all hell that he's here, and it's great. My my only question to you is over or under 45 home runs so I can make my bet.
Ooh, that's a good number, too. Where you going, John? Over or under 45? I can't give him 40. You're going to get 45 in his first year?
Oh, he's hitting close to 60, Ike. Well, the over-under?
I'll take the under.
Well, I think the Vegas odds is 34 and a half. I'm going something 45. Like that. He's hitting 40. He's hitting stone 40 this year.
I'm going 15 to 1.
I'm going 44, Damon.
I'm going to take your bet, and if I win, lunch on me.
This joker still owed me lunch from last year, man.
No. I paid my debt. You said I'm good.
Okay.
You owe me now because we beat you last year. We blew you out of the wall ballpark last year.
And you want no basketball, huh?
Oh, we can talk when it comes March Madness time.
Okay.
I mean, I'm more of a football guy. I always have, always will.
Okay, no problem.
I stay in my lane, baseball and football. I can't shoot to save my life.
All right, Darren.
Wrong with that. All right, D.
All right, Mikey B at Mark's Reese WIP. Amazing interview with Bryce Harper, and as Philly fans, we shouldn't change who we are. We're passionate fans. Just because we boo doesn't mean we don't still love you. Ups and downs, thick and thin. Philly Nation will love you. Keep up the great work. So, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is that you can't change, as a Philadelphia fan, you can't change your stripes, right? I'm not saying that you go back to the days of the 700 level where it was the Wild West. Those things will never happen again. That period of time was at Veterans Stadium. With the Phillies too, it was nasty. It was a nasty time to be a Philadelphia sports fan. Those days are over with, man. This is 2019.
Yeah, man. Listen, we're in a good era, man. And listen, we may wind up getting a title from everybody. Over the next 10 years.
Ike's getting carried away with
himself.
We're busted.
I'm just saying, man. We might wind up getting a title from all of them.
Let's go to Nick. Nick's in Norwood. Hi, Nick. How are you, buddy?
Yo, guys. What's going on?
Ew.
Hey,
how are you?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, first of all, it was nice meeting you guys at the cancer, striking out cancer on Friday. It was a really cool
Nick.
Event. Good time. The Ike juice is flowing.
Really cool event.
Okay.
Every time I hear Bryce Harper, you know, speak his press conference, the interview you guys just had, you know, I had goosebumps. He really does, even over the radio, comes across as genuine. And I haven't been excited for a Philly season in years. And it's not just something to watch during the summer on TV anymore. It's going to be exciting. And I can't wait. We're in the Philadelphia sports renaissance right now. And it's going to be some exciting years ahead.
I agree. I agree with you.
Thanks,
100%.
Nick. Yeah, I think we coined it earlier as the new age of Philly sports.
Yeah. I mean, you got all young stars, 26 years old and younger. You know, Sixers got two of them, three of them. How old is Tobias? He's 26.
26, yeah.
Yeah, Sixers got three of them. You know, and listen, just because you have the young talent, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win. I think we all trust the front offices, right? The Phillies front office just had a magnificent offseason. Magnificent offseason. Now I'm more than willing to say, objectively, excellent offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, without a doubt, Matt, without a doubt, it has been an objectively excellent. I think we have to be objective.
Yeah, it's just excellent.
It's been excellent.
It's just excellent. You can take
the excellent offseason. And look what Elton Brand did with the Sixers.
Yep.
Elton Brand did with the Sixers. And it's Howie season right now.
Well, listen.
It's Howie season.
They're making things happen. And, you know, that's great because then the other teams feel the sense of urgency.
Mm-hmm.
Now Howie may be looking at it. He's always going to be aggressive anyway. But he may be looking at it. And I didn't get a chance to ask Bryce about the whole recruiting of Le'Veon and going back and forth.
Oh, dude, we could have had him here for a whole hour.
Yeah, we could have had him for an hour. He's a good talker.
Yeah, exactly.
There's so many things to talk to him about.
We could have had him here for a whole hour.
But don't think for a second that Howie is just going to go in the free agency. They just signed a bunch of their own guys. They did some smart moves.
It's like they're trying to free up some money.
Doesn't that seem
like
that?
What it seems like to me.
Does it seem like 26 coming here, Ike? Let's go to Dave and Hopewell.
Well, they signed Le'Veon. I don't know what we'll do in this city.
We may have to retire.
Yeah.
We can't, it couldn't get any better.
Man.
Dave and Hopewell. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, good. I'm so glad we got him, man. That was like the greatest thing ever. You know, it was a tough month to have to deal with everybody calling in and having negative things to say about the poor kid. When really, like, when you hear him talk, he's so articulate. He's so sincere, and all he wants to do is win. This is going to be Bryce's team, and I'm telling you, he's going to lead this team. This kid has leader qualities about him, and anyone that said anything bad about him needs to really come up and buck up and say, gee, I'm really sorry. First time this kid goes into a slump, let's not get all over his case. Give him a chance to breathe. Let's let him play. He's going to lead us to the freaking gold.
He's going to be here 13 years. He's going to be here 13 years.
It's amazing what he gave in that time. And everyone's, oh, he's getting $330 million. I don't care. Look what he gave to us. No opt-out. No trade clause. I want to be here to win with you guys. I'm going to be the leader of this team. And oh, my God, what charisma's been added to this team now. You were right, Ike. It was like watching paint dry last year. I could hardly sit through a game without sticking a pin in my finger to make sure I was alive. Okay? It was brutal. Okay? And now, look who they added. Real Muto. Okay? My boy McCutcheon out there. Holy cow.
Kutch.
Yeah, he's just a great player.
Love Kutch.
And what a leader. I'm so happy, guys. I can't even believe what's happened to Philadelphia.
All right, Dave, listen. Make sure you remain tuned in because Marks and Reese will be leading in to every Phillies game, the Joe Giglio, and leading off right into the Phillies.
Oh, yeah.
You will not get better Phillies coverage anywhere on the planet than 94 WIP. It's
going to
be a lot of fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.